This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump opened his impeachment defense Friday by strenuously denying he played any role in inciting a deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Trump's lawyers say he played no role in inciting last month's Capitol riot, that his call for supporters to fight like hell at a rally before the insurrection was standard political rhetoric.
They're fighting, but I'm fighting. We're both fighting.
We will fight back. We're not going to just take this lying down.
I'm just going to keep the fight up.
In airing a video montage, Michael Vanderveen says Democratic senators and impeachment prosecutors alike have used the same language.
No human being seriously believes that the use of such metaphorical terminology is incitement to political violence.
He says Trump encouraged peaceful protest of the election results, and a violent few hijacked the event before attacking the Capitol. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Joe Biden met with a bipartisan group of governors and mayors at the White House as part of his push to give financial relief from the coronavirus pandemic to state and local governments. The president said he wants to help local governments and to get ideas from those who have been dealing with the pandemic up close.
Equally consequential is the need to help the states economically in terms of everything from unemployment to being able to make sure that they're able to get kids back in schools.
As part of a $1.9 trillion relief package, Biden wants to send $350 billion to state and local governments and tribal governments. The president's plan has some Republican support among governors and mayors. Republican governors Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas and Larry Hogan of Maryland attended Friday's meeting, along with Democratic counterparts. This is VOA News. Supporters of ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi clashed with police Friday as hundreds of thousands joined nationwide pro-democracy demonstrations. Reuters' Maha Albadrawi reports.
Pro-democracy protesters in Myanmar clashed with police on Friday, leaving three wounded after police fired rubber bullets to break up a crowd in a southeastern town. Friday's mostly peaceful nationwide demonstrations marked the seventh consecutive day of protests, and the biggest so far. Hundreds of thousands of people marched across Myanmar, denouncing the military coup and defying the junta's call to halt mass gatherings. They carried placards, staged dance-offs, and demanded freedom. In Yangon, they plucked the roots off bean sprouts in a symbolic move to show their intention to cut off the country's military roots of governance.
That's Reuters' Maha Albadrawi. The head of the World Health Organization says the drop in confirmed COVID-19 cases around the world is encouraging, but has cautioned against relaxing restrictions that have helped to curb the spread of the virus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday the number of reported infections globally has declined for the fourth week in a row, and the number of deaths also fell for the second consecutive week. But he cautioned against complacency and fatigue.
Now is not the time for any country to relax measures or for any individual to let down their guard.
The global body said so far about 1.9 million newly confirmed cases were registered worldwide. That's down from more than 3.2 million the previous week. German pharmaceutical company CureVac says it has begun submitting data on its coronavirus vaccine to the EU regulator with the aim of speeding up the approval process. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The European Medicines Agency is beginning a review of the vaccine. Early lab and clinical studies indicate it triggers an immune response against the virus. CureVac is still conducting further trials, but the rolling review process means EMA will be able to reduce the amount of time needed to decide whether to approve it once all the necessary information has been submitted. The same approach led to the approval of vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. CureVac's vaccine uses the same mRNA technology as those made by Pfizer and Moderna. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.